The Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Where did we go wrong?
Well, a visit with Dr. Sky is like taking your brain like a ball of Play-Doh and just stretching it in every direction. You just begin to put your head around the things he's talking about, and then he blows you out another 5 million light years. And you've got to spend the rest of the conversation trying to catch up to him. We're here visiting with Dr. Sky about the highlights of what's going on in the skies of our universe in 2019. Talked a little bit about the Tesla-NASA race and the Starliner that was launched just Friday with Dummy Rosie. She'll be back on Earth Sunday, I think. Now, Dr. Sky, if we've piqued anyone's interest in looking up, what should they mark their calendars for in 2020?
Well, Rosie, great. The new decade, 2020, of course, just a little over a week or so away. I would suggest this. If you have a small telescope, take a look at the planet Venus. It's the bright object in the southwest part of the sky. You can't miss it. And by the way, that comes up this time of year, very significant for those of us, of course, that believe very strongly in the magic of the Christian holiday, Christmas. And of course, the big star of Bethlehem, Venus, is often attributed that and Jupiter, a great conjunction. But what's going to happen, Rosie, on the 27th of January, if you have a small telescope and you look at Venus, it's very, very close in the same field of the small telescope. Not only will be Venus, but the planet Neptune. And what's so ironic about that, in 36 years, they haven't been as close. So you're looking at an object that's maybe 100 million miles away and bright, and the little blue star-like object in the same field is about 2.5 billion miles away, the planet Neptune, the farthest of the major planets, since Pluto has been, you know, removed and now a dwarf. That's cool, but that's a little technical. But for meteor showers, this is to answer your question for everybody out there with just the naked eye. We have a number of good meteor showers. In April, the Lyrids, that occurs on the 22nd. It'll be good, and hopefully we can talk about some of these as we get closer. The Orionids in, of course, October. Excellent year, no moon in the sky. The Leonids, November the 17th, excellent. And the Geminids again in 2020, more spectacular. But one of the big things in the entire year, Rosie, of 2020, in my opinion, is the close proximity of the planet Mars. It comes back to being exceptionally close and bright on the night of October 13th. It'll be close maybe months before, but closest on the night of October the 13th. Another great opportunity to see where mankind is headed, the next planet that we believe humankind. Ask Elon Musk anytime. He'll tell you that that's where they want to colonize. But the really big thing, Rosie, is this. Now, when we move into this new decade, 2020, this isn't as far away. Folks, if you want to get to see the next great American total solar eclipse, mark this date.
Oh, that's right.
April the 8th, Rosie, of 2020, all throughout Mexico, northern Mexico, the best place to see it, but unfortunately in high mountains, you probably don't want to go there, but through the great state of Texas, we're already planning to be in that somber place called Dealey Plaza, where we all know what happened back in 1963. That area and parts of Texas and all through the central part of America, the United States, we're going to look at being in Dealey Plaza. Can you imagine how awe-inspiring and how prolific that would be to see darkness 4.5 minutes in daytime? And then all of a sudden that shadow of the moon races across that most, you know, amazing place. And the reason for that is probably people want to start booking, and I have nothing to do with booking this thing. We're just another bunch of spectators with our video equipment and cameras. But imagine you stay in hotels downtown, just walk downtown, pray for clear weather, but April 8th of 2020. And Rosie, I just wanted to end off on this, if I may. For those that want to know more, just email me at Dr. Sky, just Dr. Sky Show, because obviously, like yourselves, you know, we're proud to have our Dr. Sky Show here on this great radio station, KTAR. That show, of course, every Saturday morning around 3 a.m. But Rosie, it's a real honor to be able to share this. And, you know, it's like in our blood, you know. This is just a place that, I don't know how to describe it, Rosie. It's very sentimental to me, and I mean that sincerely, that the beauty of this state and the most amazing skies and all the great stories that you talk about and your family about the great history of Arizona, it's a privilege and honor to be with you guys to talk about this.
We love when you make time to join us, that's for sure. The website, one more time.
Yes, just go to the KTAR.com website. Just go there for me. Look it up, the blog, because we have so much information there, like 250 weeks I've been providing content. But there, the listeners can go and get it. And this is good, too, because this will help kids out there. Not every child has an iPhone, or maybe you don't need one, or any kind of smartphone, whatever that is. Just go to the Dr. Sky KTAR blog, KTAR.com, find it on the right side of the page. And, Rosie, you can actually download a nice printable star chart.
I love it.
Link there where people can learn and find out many of the satellites. And don't forget that big thing called Starlink that Elon Musk put up there, the little satellites that are shoebox size. They go across the sky. They're kind of faint, but in dark locations, you'll see a train of 60 satellites, Rosie, going across the sky. Astronomers are concerned because they think that might, you know, ruin some of their detailed or fine imaging.
Wow.
Boy, that looks strange when you see a train of satellites going across the sky, marching across like little lights in the sky. You can find out the position of those by going to that link, for heaven's
sake. Very good. Thank you, Dr. Sky. Well, one of the things Dr. Sky taught me is go to the App Store and get Planets and download it, or Skyview Light. No matter where you are, it tells you what you can see in the sky at night. Thank you, Dr. Sky. John J. Harper joining us in the Outdoor Living Hour. Don't go anywhere. We're going to go from the sky to your garden.